I'm Ruth Dussault. You're listening to Local News Matters, local headlines from the Bay Area. Marin County is optimistic about agriculture. Sanctuary cities sue Trump. Nursing homes and rural hospitals brace for cuts to Medi-Cal. And the San Francisco Zoo loses a beloved rare resident. Marin County's agricultural production declined for the fourth consecutive year, but county leaders remain optimistic. An annual report presented to the Board of Supervisors last week showed a 2% drop in agricultural production between 2023 and 2024. Poultry is the county's top economic producer, followed by organic milk and cattle. The value of wine grapes increased a little. Recent drought and high labor costs are some of the reasons for a drop in fruit and vegetable farming. Many growers have switched to planting hay and other cereal crops. Agriculture in the county generated over $250 million in the local economy in 2023. Finding farm stands and farm direct markets just got easier. Look on the Marin County website for a map called Marin Farm Fresh. A growing number of Bay Area jurisdictions, including Marin County, Berkeley, and Palo Alto, are all suing President Donald Trump over his efforts to punish sanctuary cities. On Wednesday, San Francisco City Attorney David Hsu says the nationwide lawsuit has grown to 50 jurisdictions, including 8 from the Bay Area. The complaint is over the Trump administration's executive orders to not provide federal fundings to jurisdictions with sanctuary policies. Another order threatens consequences, including defunding, for local governments that don't participate in federal immigration enforcement. In April, a U.S. district judge issued a preliminary injunction barring the administration's actions. Marin County Council Brian Washington said the federal government cannot coerce local jurisdictions into doing its job through illegal threats to critical funding. The suit argues that Trump's actions violate the 10th Amendment, the spending clause, separation of power, and the 5th Amendment's due process protections. Meanwhile, the U.S. Department of Justice, under Attorney General Pam Bondi, has sued back, arguing that sanctuary policies interfere with the federal government's immigration enforcement responsibilities and violate the supremacy clause of the Constitution. Medi-Cal, California's version of Medicaid, is a government-funded health care coverage for low-income people. The cost is split 50-50 with the federal government. But President Donald Trump's big, beautiful tax and spending bill includes deep cuts to Medicaid. Nursing homes, which are almost entirely dependent on Medicare and Medicaid, will feel a big pinch, as well as hospitals for rural and underserved communities. Senate Democrats estimate the bill will cause 16 million people to lose coverage nationwide. One of the ways California raises its half of the Medi-Cal funding is by taxing hospitals and medical providers and then redistributing that money to providers that serve disadvantaged communities. The big bill will freeze or reduce that provider tax, in effect lowering the amount that states can raise to request their 50-50 match from the feds. Rena Salamacha, CEO of ME Memorial Healthcare System in Monterey County, is worried about the impact. She estimates that over 70% of their patients are Medi-Cal beneficiaries. Many of them are undocumented or mixed-status farm workers and families. She added that immigrants who are lawfully present are still eligible to purchase health insurance through Covered California. A beloved red panda at the San Francisco Zoo and Gardens died last week. Tenzing is a Himalayan red panda that recently showed neurological symptoms attributed to a rare parasitic disease known to affect the species. The 12-year-old panda passed peacefully after living a full life as a crowd favorite. Tenzing played a key role in conservation efforts as part of the Association of Zoos and Aquariums Species Survival Plan. That program aims to preserve the genetic diversity of endangered species. That includes red pandas, which number fewer than 10,000 in the wild. Tenzing is survived by the zoo's other red panda, Little Mebo. I'm Ruth Dussault. For more on these stories and more, visit localnewsmatters.org. This has been a production of Radio Sausalito and Local News Matters.